Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dreams, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. My heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with yours truly, Dr. D. It is so good to be back with you guys. I've been kind of missing in action for a while because I've been trying to get some things situated and get my schedule kind of straightened out and different things like that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I am here tonight, and you guys are here tonight. Listen, I'm having some technical difficulties within the studio tonight. I can't, I'm not able to see if you raise your hand, if you have any questions or anything like that tonight. So we're just going to wing it. I'm not going to cancel the call because I know what's going on, okay, in the spiritual realm. So I am not going to cancel the call. We're just going to go on. The show will not be canceled tonight. we're going to go on and do it, but I just don't have the ability to bring you in to ask a question or, you know, to make a comment or anything like that. And I am so sorry about that. I don't know what's going on, but we'll work that out later. I'm just glad to be here, and I'm glad that each and every one of you are here, okay? For those of you that are tuning in for the first time and you don't know me, allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Doris. I am a naturopathic doctor. I am not a medical doctor. This show is not intended to diagnose or treat anything. This is an informational show. What you do with it, what you take with the information that's given here, it's up to you. You can do with it what you will. But this show is about sharing because we care for each other, okay? So that's what I want to let you know tonight. I am a naturopathic doctor. When I say naturopathic, that means that I use natural modalities such as herbs and first prayer, and then herbs and whole food and exercise and good water, you know, rather than synthetic drugs to help the body's intrinsic ability to maintain and heal itself, because we know that the body will do that, right? If we just assist in its and assist in the ability for it to do that. Give it what it needs. I mean, come on, let's face it. If you laid out there anywhere and just laid and didn't do anything, how long would you survive? You have to feed your body. You have to nourish your body. You have to give it water. So that's what I'm talking about by helping it, okay? And because we truly have a brilliant body. A brilliant body simply means that having health, you have health at the highest and deepest level. That's a brilliant body, okay? So that's what we have. And if you maintain your health, you can feel and you can see the vibrance of the body. I have so much energy during the course of a day until I am telling you the truth. Sometimes people ask me, they say, especially at the Y where I work part-time as a fitness trainer, as a professional trainer, they ask me sometimes, what in the world are you on? What are you on? I say, I'm high. And they ask, high on what? I say, high on life. I am excited to get up and start my day. And everyone should be like that. I mean, everybody should feel like that. You see what I'm saying? Everybody should absolutely feel like that. And if you don't, then I wonder, why not? What's going on? You see? So it's one of those things. You have to know what I'm talking about to know what I'm talking about. Okay? Okay. Listen, a little bit about me. I am a raw food chef and instructor. I hold certifications in herbology and nutrition, dry blood cell analysis, and I am also a certified personal fitness trainer. I do offer consultations, and listen, you guys, I just want to let you know that I am, through the month of December, offering a free workout. That's right. You heard it from me. I am offering a free personal training session. Just give me a call at 734-895-1940. And I will schedule an appointment with you. Did you hear me? Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. Listen, also I'd like to share with you an awesome affirmation for tonight.
It just simply says, I release any resistance within me to accept my good. I accept abundance, joy, honesty, and loving relationships, a healthy body, and a peaceful mind. I accept myself for whom I am, without judgment or criticism of myself. I accept myself for who I am without fear of rejection from others. I accept myself for who I am without fear or judgment of others. I accept myself for who I am without fear or criticism of others. I accept myself for who I am, and I accept others for who they are. All is well in my world. How about yours? That's my affirmation for today. I accept myself, and I accept others, and all is well in my world. Okay, what's been going on, guys? What's happening? What's happening out there in that great big world? There's a lot of stuff going on, I'm telling you. For those of you that may miss any part of the show, you know you can always go come to Blog Talk Radio 109.9 Penn Station, and you can access the archives and listen to past shows. Here's to Your Health is brought to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 by the Poetic Energy. I'm sorry, no longer Poetic Energy. By 109.9 Penn Station. Yes, little change in name there. Okay? So, yeah, tune in. Invite others to listen in. We just share some good, healthy talk of how we can stay healthy, how we can maintain these bodies, and how we can help each other. Help those that want to be helped. That's what it is. Help those that want to be helped, because how many of you know that you cannot help somebody if they do not want to be helped? So that's what we do. Wow. By sharing information. Do you know, I heard once, I went to a seminar, and this gentleman said, he said, let me see the hands of those that came by themselves tonight. And different ones raised their hands. And, in fact, I was one that did raise my hand. And he said, there is no reason why we should ever come to anything like a seminar where we're learning things by ourselves. And that's true. I always call somebody and say, listen, this is going on. You want to go to this? You want to do this? You know, you want to go here? I know of a seminar. I know of this. I know of that. You know, but the only reason I was there at that time is because everybody was busy. But I always invite others to come and go because it's not just about me. And my four and no more. It's about us as a community of health enthusiasts seeking a way to make our lives better and the lives of someone else. Those that want to go, come go. Come go with us. We'll do you good. I want to share something with you tonight. I harvested my organic ginger that I planted this summer, and I am telling you guys, it was just awesome. It was so good until I said, next year I'm going to have a bigger crop of it. I'm going to plant more, you know, in a bigger ground. But I made ginger drops, little ginger candy drops, and gingerade using ginger and lemonade, and it was absolutely wonderful, absolutely. So I just wanted to share that with you guys on tonight, and just some tidbits on ginger. Okay? This, there's a lot of wonderful benefits of ginger. And one, let me ask you a question. Have you been feeling hungry? Sometimes we feel hungry and we're not really hungry. It can be several things. You can be thirsty. You can be thirsty. And the best thing to do is to first drink some water. Drink you a nice glass of good water. And sometimes you'll be surprised how that'll take away those hunger pains. Another thing you can do is eat fresh ginger just before lunch to kind of perk up a dull appetite or fire up the digestive juices. It is awesome for firing up the digestive juices. So that's just one little tidbit. Another thing, ginger improves the absorption and assimilation of essential nutrients in the body. Did you know that? Yeah, ginger. And it is so good. I am a lover of ginger. I love ginger. It's awesome. It even clears the microcirculatory channels in the body, including that the sinuses. When your sinuses have a tendency to get kind of stuffy, you know, because maybe you've been eating a little bit too much dairy or something like that, you know, and the sinuses have a tendency to get plugged up. First, you want to make sure it's not the bowel, because sometimes if you're constipated, the sinuses will get plugged up. But you want to make sure it's not that. But if it does, ginger will clear it. And that's, you know, when your sinuses have a tendency to flare up time and time again, or from time to time. If you feel air sick when you're flying, chew on ginger. And in fact, put a little bit in some water and put a little bit of honey in there, raw organic honey, and sip on it prior to flying, about an hour before. And you will be surprised at just how awesome you feel. Another thing, you have gas. You got the little toot-a-thon going on, the little toot-toot. Ginger helps to reduce flatulence. I just said, like, it helps to reduce gas, you know. If your tummy gets the moaning and groaning and cramps. I remember when I was a young girl, my mother would give us ginger. Well, me, because it was my brothers, my sister was much older. But when I had cramps, she would give me ginger root. Not the ginger rosin, the root of the ginger, and just tell me to chew on it. And I would chew on it, and before you know it, it was gone. The menstrual cramps were gone. It's really good for your joints. Why? Because it's an anti-inflammatory. It has wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, and it can bring relief to your joints. Just float some ginger essential oil in your bath to help you with aching muscles and aching joints. You will be surprised how good you feel. Those are just some little things on ginger. One very important one. If you're going up for surgery, if you're having some kind of surgery done, and we want to talk about that too, because let's face it, sometimes we do have, you know, we have to have surgery for whatever reason, you know. for whatever reason. Well, if you're going up for surgery, chew ginger prior to your operation, and that it can help you to overcome the nausea. Sometimes you'll get nauseated from the anesthesia. It'll help to overcome that. It's good for any kind of throat situation, any kind of nasal congestion. When there's a nip in the air, it's an awful warming benefit of a tasty tea made from ginger. I love it. I love it. For those of you that's having a little blues in the bedroom, try adding a pinch of ginger to a bowl of soup and give your mate, your husband, your wife, a nice bowl of soup with a little ginger in it, because it has aphrodisiac properties. Ginger is just, you know what? God knew what he was doing when he made these things. I'm telling you, it is an awesome herb. It is just, I can't say enough about ginger. If you got an upset stomach, ginger, digestion, ginger. Ginger is just, it's just awesome. It is just absolutely awesome. And it's so important. You know, anything that we can do naturally to try to, okay, my board is back up. My studio board is back up, guys. So now, if you want to ask a question, or if you want to chime in and make a comment, you can do so, because I can now see you raise your hand, okay? I can see you when you're in queue to either make a comment or ask a question or share something, you know, like that. So I can see each and every one of you. So don't hesitate to just press that number one on your telephone keypad, and I can bring you in. You know, to have a brilliant body, it's not hard, but it does take work. There's something that you have to do. It's just like that old adage. Remember that old adage we used to hear? I'm sure all of you did. Coming up, if you don't move it, you'll lose it. You must move. You must move. I notice a lot of people that come into the Y where I work, and the first thing they'll say is that, you know, my joints is so. Sometimes I sit down and I can barely get up. And the first thing I say is, how much activity are you getting in the course of a day? Do you walk? What do you do? You know, I've started even parking. When I park my car way out, almost at the end of the parking lot. And I walk, and I'll fast walk, getting that little aerobic exercise, you know, instead of looking for close, really. Well, I do it for that reason. And then, too, I've got two little bitty bumps on my car that, one I did with a basket. I pushed the basket so I could open the door, and it rolled back and gave me a little. You couldn't even notice it. You wouldn't even notice it, but I do, because it's there. But then there's another one. So I park for one reason, to just keep people from bumping into my car and stuff like that, but then also to get a nice walk in during the day. I won't even dare to tell you how many steps I log on a day, because you would say, OMG. You may say, there's nowhere in the world you logging that many steps. But, oh, yeah, I'm keeping track of how many steps I take during the day. You got to move. You see, having a brilliant body, it's not difficult unless you make it difficult. You just got to assist your body in doing what it was designed to do. You know, you always hear me say that. The body was created by God to heal and maintain itself. And if you support your body's natural processes, you'll be rewarded with brilliant health. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. I want to talk a little bit about having brilliant health, because it is so important.
important. You don't, you really want to know how important your health is? Get down flat on your back. Get sick flat on your back. And you will see how important it is to have brilliant health. I'm telling you. I had a friend once to tell me, he said, Sproul, listen, do all you can to stay healthy. He said, because if you don't, he said, if you, when you go into the hospital, oh, the first week you got so many visitors, you don't know what to do. The second week, you got a few. The third week, you got one, maybe two. And if you're in there a month or longer, you on the phone calling saying, hey, where y'all at? You coming today? You see, that's what I'm talking about. So we got to maintain. Now, look, I know things happen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes things just happen. But when you're doing all you can do to maintain brilliant health and something happens, you don't feel as bad. But when you come down with a cold, when all week long you've been saying, oh, feel like I'm trying to come, you know what we say? Feel like I'm trying to catch a cold. I had a lady at my job to tell, I heard her say this today. Every February, I end up with a bronchial infection. Every February. And I just looked at her because I just felt it was not the right time to share with her. And if you keep speaking that, you'll end up with one this February because your life will follow your words. So I told her, I said, well, since you know that, the best time to start working on that is now, to start building your immune system so that won't happen. I tell you, oh my goodness. It's just so amazing to me to hear people say things like that. It really is. Because now if this is something you know, shouldn't you be taking preventive measures to make sure that that's not the case this February, every February? I would think so. When people walking around sneezing, I was telling them today, I said, look at this. I had a nice little salad. I say, ooh, look at this. Doesn't it look like chicken? And they were like, yeah, what is it? I said, it's shiitake mushroom. I was at the grocery store Monday morning at 6 a.m. I went to 3 grocery stores. I was back home by 8:30. Put up all my groceries, went to the Y, did a couple, few clients, and then worked from 12 to, what time, 12 to 6. But I found some shiitake mushrooms, and they were marked down to $1.79, and I cut up about 4 today over my salad. Do you know how powerful shiitake mushrooms are? I can't begin to tell you how powerful shiitake mushrooms are and some of the benefits of shiitake mushrooms. If you could just understand that there are things that we can do on a day-to-day basis to help our body, to assist our body in having brilliant health. It is so amazing to me how we allow things to come upon us sometimes. Yeah, I'm just gonna tell it like it is. We allow things to come upon us sometimes when we can just do something about it. And you know what? I don't mean to be harsh or talk harsh to anybody. I'm just saying, take
care of yourself. I go visit the nursing homes, y'all. I'm telling you. And some of the things I see, it makes my heart want to weep. I'm telling you the truth. So take care of yourself. Do all you can to take care. Make sure you get proper rest. You know, I hear so many people say, yeah, Dr. Oz say, and you know what? I don't have nothing against Dr. Oz. I ain't mad at him. You know, I mean, he'll throw his little and take a baby aspirin every day. He'll throw his, but he's a medical doctor. But I applaud Dr. Oz for some of the natural things he shared. Do you know that I was talking to a young lady in the health food store, and she told me because of Dr. Oz, their sales on different things was up like almost 87%, because when they come in, they say, I saw this on Dr. Oz. I was looking for this thing I saw on Dr. Oz. You know, it's really amazing. But anyway, back to my shiitake before I continue with the brilliant health. Shiitake mushrooms. And the best way to eat them is raw. They have 34 calories. Okay, I hope you can hear me. Listen, if you can hear me, can somebody just press number one on your telephone keypad if you can hear me? If someone can hear me out there, can you just press number one? Okay, I'm going to try something else. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'm trying something else. Okay, hold on. Don't hang up. I don't know what's going on tonight. Okay. If someone can hear me out there, can you please press number one on your telephone keypad to let me know that I am coming through, because I am not getting anything on my end. Okay. Well, something has happened. I don't know what has gone wrong, but I'm trying to get it taken care of as we speak. Okay, let me try one more thing. Okay. Oh, okay. And I am so sorry for the inconvenience, but I'm doing all I can to rectify it. If someone could just let me know if they can hear me, it would be really great. Okay. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. So you can hear me. Okay, great. Okay, I didn't know for sure, because there's
someone from the 734 area code. I just wanted to know if you could hear me, but obviously you've kind of laid your phone down and walked away for a minute. So, okay, we'll continue on. But anyway, as I was saying, the body works really hard to try to maintain itself. And if we do what we can do to assist it, then that makes it all the better. In fact, we have to do what we have to do in order to make sure that it's going the way it should go. And it's brilliant and as vibrant as it can. So now, without further ado, I just want to ask out there, what are some ways that you're preparing or you're helping your body, nurturing your body this fall and winter, and assisting your immune system? If you have any suggestions, you can chime in now and let us know what you're doing. What are you doing to assist your body? Are you doing anything, or is it just, you know, I mean, even if you're doing the flu shot, are you doing that? You know, whatever you're doing, let us know. Chime in tonight and let us know some of the things you're doing. Okay? All right. Okay, well, on with the show. As I was saying, each of our systems work to get good elements into our cells and bad elements out of the cells. And let me give you a couple of examples. Your digestive system. Do you realize that your digestive system breaks down ingested food in order to extract the nutrients from it and then transports them to the cells for energy and for repair and for growth? And it also helps process waste and prepare for removal via the intestinal system. Now, your circulatory system, it pumps blood throughout the body to transport nutrients, oxygen, and other important materials to the cells. You see how important your body is? And it pumps carbon dioxide and other waste byproducts away from the cells. You see why it needs all the help that we can give it? Your respiratory system. It works to bring oxygen into the cells and carbon dioxide away from the cells. Your urinary system cleans and filters the blood of toxic material to keep your cells safe. You get my point? We have to understand, people, that there's just some things that you should just know, especially when you get a certain age, especially in this day and time, because we see now how people really don't care about what's going on. People are so busy with their own agenda until they don't have time to be trying to worry about what's going on with you. And that's just fact. I mean, you know, that's just how it is. Everybody is so busy doing their own thing until they don't really have time to be concerned. If you're not viable, if you're not moving, then okay, then, you know, I'll see you. I'll see you later. That's why you got to take care of yourself. That's why you got to love yourself. You know what? It's one thing that I heard the flight attendants say years and years ago when I began to fly, and it stuck with me all these years and to this very day. Until this very day, I share it with people. When they say, oh, I don't have time, I have to do this, I'm doing that, I tell them, I say, listen to me. When you get on that airplane, and that flight attendant starts sharing modes of
emergency protocols, what does she say to do with that mask that drops down? Put yours on first. You put yours on first, and then you help somebody else. I am not in the least saying don't take care of others. I am not implying that in the least. What I am implying, though, beloved, is take care of yourself. Self-preservation should be first. You got to take care of you. You got to get rest. Because if you don't, then it could very well affect not only you, but others in your life. That's all I'm saying. Let me share this with you. Do you know, I always said, you always hear me say that sugar should have a what? A skull and a crossbone on it? Yep, it sure should. There's a new study out, a new animal study from the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. They report very disturbing results. Female mice that consume the equivalent of a human drinking 3 cans of soda drinks a day doubled their death rate from all causes. The study further showed that fertility rates dropped dramatically in male mice, and their innate ability to defend their territory diminished. All of the sugar-saturated mice performed poorly on cognitive tests. I couldn't help but to. When I read that, the first thing I thought about is our poor children. I'm telling you, these kids drink so much sugar. They drink so much sugar until it is just alarming. If you know, they don't even realize that in the average can or bottle of pop, soda pop, it's 2 servings. And it'll say something like 32 grams of sugar, you know, not realizing that's if you drink half of it. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you the truth. The lab mice received a diet in which 25% of their total calories came from sugar. I'm not talking about high fructose corn syrup, which, you know, we know that carries a substantial health risk. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just sugar. Now, that's the amount of sugar that's consumed in a standard American diet. If you think about it, 25% of their daily, of their total calories came from sugar. That is exactly the amount commonly used in the standard American diet, the SAD diet. And you know what? It's easy to do in just one sitting. If you drink the supersized soft drink, you know how they come out with all these supersize it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Can you imagine how much sugar is in those things? Oh, my goodness. It's so much going on. We have to be knowledgeable, y'all. We have to word up. We have to learn. We have to encourage our young people to want better. Because just like it's old people in the nursing home and sick people, and do you know what looks like it's just running rampant? Everywhere you look, you're hearing about dementia and Alzheimer's. I have an uncle that has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. His sister had it. And it is really something. It devastates the family, you know. It really does. Especially when they get to the point where they no longer recognize family members. To have a happy life, you need a happy heart. Did you know that feelings really matter? What are you holding on the inside of you? Are you bitter? Are you jealous? Are you resentful? Are you angry? Are you mad? Feelings matter when it comes to protecting your physical health. The body was made to work in conjunction with every member of the body. Researchers at a Boston Harvard School of Public Health looked at more than 200 studies published in a two major scientific databases, and they found that a direct correlation between positive physical well-being and a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. Get away from people that's already always complaining and beating somebody down with their tongue. Stay away from people like that. For one reason, if they do it about them, they'll do it about you. And for the second reason, it makes them rotten on the inside. A person that talks like that is just, it's terrible. They're rotten on the inside. A merry heart doeth good. It doeth the body good, the soul good, the heart good. In fact, this study concluded that positive feelings like optimism and life satisfaction and happiness are associated with a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, regardless of the person's age, weight, or socioeconomic situation, or even smoking habit. Okay? That just goes to show you there's something in protecting your heart by feeling good, by feeling optimistic. No matter what's going on today, who was that? Scarlett O'Hara said, oh, Fiddly D, after all, tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is another day, y'all. Don't worry about it. You know, give it to God. And let's do you know that 20 to 30% of all diseases may be genetic? But did you know that the rest is up to you? The rest is up to you. Now, you can sit and say, my mama had it and my brother had it and it shall not come down my dwelling. That's what I got to say about that. Go get you some Swiss chard. Eat you some Swiss chard. One cup of cooked Swiss chard has 10.5 grams of biotin. Huh, wow. God know what he was doing. Listen, it's time to get out of here, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry about the difficulties, but it's going to be all right. Come on back next week and invite somebody else in to listen in. I love you guys, and I missed you. So we'll do it again next week, okay? Listen, before we go, I just want you to remember this. When God put you on this planet, he put you on this planet all by yourself. I mean, you weren't, some of us weren't twins. Yeah, some of us were, some of us weren't. But still, if you were a twin, you were uniquely you. Be you. Do you. Don't be a carbon copy of anybody else but the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a blessed night, everybody. And if the Lord says so, we'll do it again next Tuesday. All right? Thanks for tuning in. Remember that Here's to Your Health is brought to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 here on blogtalkradio.com/109.9 Penn Station, where the healthy people tune in. Thank you so much. Have a blessed night. And go to bed. Get some sleep. Okay. Good night.